And the day of the Tereway, Tuesday night, Rabbi Chanoich Bleier.
So we're going to discuss tonight an interesting halacha. The day for lots of people, lots of places. But the shada that I got was regarding bedside kosher, which Baruch Hashem we opened a few months ago here in Manchester. And someone turned to me and said that you write all day, we're learning all day about chesomos, about packaging. Bedside kosher goes to the hospitals. And you have a milk, goes into the ward fridge, show it here. This is breakfast, goes out to every person, every day. Yeah? Milk, cornflakes, yogurt, croissant, this gets sent out every day. Sorry? Sure. Now the milk, as you can see, does our own bottle, we provide the bottle. Milk is our own bottle. Plain bottle, gets put in the milk, the lid goes on, it's like a normal Coke bottle lid. You want to put it on, you open it, the seal breaks. That's how you know it's not open. Now the question arose was that when this goes to hospital, obviously you can't put the whole box in the fridge in the ward. There's one fridge for the whole ward. So you take out the milk, the yogurt, put it in the fridge, and the rest you keep by your bed. Now the milk, if you keep it closed, very nice. You know, if someone's opened it, you'll see the seal broken. What happens if you wanted a coffee by night, open the milk, use half the bottle, and the other half you put back into the fridge. So what's happening? It comes out that he's put an open bottle of milk into the ward fridge that everyone has access to. And can you use it the next morning when you have coffee? Sorry?
No
chasima. Once it's opened, it's a normal bottle without any chasim. And Mechaber Shulchan Aruch says that the milk, be out goy, has to have one chasim. So the shayla is he now drink that milk the next morning for his coffee? It's not made up shayla, the man's shahoy.
In this day, when the
husband is cow's milk, it's not made up. Well, so Uncle Rigda says that nowadays that most milk is cow's milk. But Maisa Shogunok and Simon Hilchot Kalavakum, there's no promotion, that's promotion heta. But for those that don't go to promotion heta, then we'll be back to square one. So let's talk about it.
He knows how she left
it. Well, it's open.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's boil down the shadow to.
Is it to your back?
Yeah.
The bedside, you know, you take it off.
The milk, once you open the lid, the seal's gone.
The roll in as well? Is there the roll? The roll is also shut
up. No, but the roll doesn't go in the fridge.
It's in the milk.
The breakfast goes out with the supper. At least you can have it next morning whenever they like. Okay, so the shower is like this. So, we're talking about the ward fridge, but now in COVID times, people in hospital, they know that they want to get to the front main desk, then they ask you, are you allowed or you're not allowed in? Baruch Hashem, bedside, most times we get all the way up to the ward, but sometimes it can be a bit nasty and say, sorry sir, we have the bag. And you're shouting with the guy at the front desk, or the person at the front desk with your supper, then you're not shouting. Why? Because there's video cameras and it's closed and he's scared because he knows there's people, he has to get to the ward by a certain time. There's even no shadow with the security guard through the ward. And even nowadays that we can't get to the patient, we can get to the ward, the ward, and the nurse takes it from the volunteer and drops it off by the bed, which is could be 1 minute. But there's also no shadow that the nurse is going to change it, because she's in a Rishis HaRabim, we'll see soon in the head of Kol Marvel HaRabim. There's no chashash that God will change anything. If there's a Rosh Hashanah, he's scared that even a goy will see him, so the Mechaber, not only are we kneading around, he's scared that a goy will see him messing around, and the goy will report him to another need. So the only child is, in the fridge, 12 o'clock at night, you'll put your half bottle of milk back in the fridge because you had a coffee. Now next morning at 6 a.m. you wake up when the nurse is open the curtains at 5:30 in the morning and you want to have your coffee, can you drink the milk? Now, so I would say before, you could say that the Nirshad at all, because the coffee room has a din of Ma'avad Rabim, which means the Shusar Rabim, and in the hospital, all hours of the day and at night, there's always nurses walking around, and if a girl is messing around in the kitchen with your food in the fridge, he could be, he'll be scared that the nurse will walk past and see that you're messing with the milk back and forwards. But to counterbalance that, it's a normal thing for a girl to stand by the fridge with a bottle of milk, so therefore, that's right, so the hatcher falls away. Now, the next thing is, next down the line, is Yotze V'Nichnas. So the Mechaber says we have Yotze V'Nichnas, then it's more than a Chedah. Because we're never choshish for our girl going to change something if there's Yotze V'Nichnas. Right? Oh, so the Shalit, we're talking about a night in the ward, you have 15 rooms on the ward, and you have one, they always have one room that's miyuchad for a coffee room with a fridge. Now, the shaila is it called Yotze V'Nichnas because all the patients are sleeping. At the end of the day, in the hospital, there's people up all hours of the night, and maybe they want a coffee in the middle of the night. And the guy knows this, and maybe he'll be in the middle of taking his bottle of milk, and he'll walk into the coffee room. The person himself has owns this bottle, he'll walk in that minute. Right, so there is a Yotze V'Nichnas.
There's no cameras in there?
Sorry?
There's no
cameras in there? There's no cameras in a minute. So the Kafar Chaim brings down the Shulchan Devarim. It says clearly that a person sleeping has a Yotze V'Nichnas. Right? Therefore, this is a gear for lots of people that have night nurses or these sort of things at home. Yeah, it's also a shadow. What do you mean? You've got to go downstairs. Her whole hakhlis is there that the mother upstairs should. Good night, sleep straight through the night, not wake up once. Well, how are you going to leave a nurse on the door downstairs with all your food? Why not push for that's going to mess around? So the fetus should take your body. It's well understood. Why? Because even the person sleeping, on the back of the girl's mind, she or he always knows that he might wake up in the middle of the night, come downstairs, and find you, therefore, has got the Yotze V'Nichnas.
So he's been written that can't wake up in bed, it's
broke. Right? Yeah.
Does he know that?
Yes, it depends what. No, if the person has a living, unfortunately, for a carer. Right? That's a whole different ball game. You have a carer on the person's bedroom and he has a carer, does everything for him, that's a whole different child. Another thing about in the ward, where most people can walk around, and the person by the fridge himself doesn't know what the patient's matzav is. Right? Doesn't know what every patient in the ward is going through. Therefore, he is scared that in the middle of him changing the milk, the actual baal, the person that owns the milk might walk in, and therefore God in the Yotze V'Nichnas.
I don't understand one thing, why does the person actually care? There's other milk there, he'll have it. Why would we have to dafka, he's going to dafka do it? You have to push it, he's dafka going to do it, put the milk into the other bottle.
Well, I forgot to say the other shayla. I forgot what thank you for pointing out. There's also a yogurt in here. You see a yogurt, right? A yogurt also is no choice, just a normal plastic lid. And that's also going to be in the fridge at the time. So therefore it might be, that yogurt looks better than mine.
Swap the actual yogurt.
That's what we're cautious for, that's by every case. But the thing is not practically. We'll come on down in a minute. So let's go back to Yotze V'Nichnas, we'll come to Rav Simcha's Nekuda in a minute. So the Rishon Rial says that a person sleeping has God in Yotze V'Nichnas, and therefore there's no chashash at all. But the Kafar Chaim brings out from the Rav Pe'alim that he holds that he's Mechalik. If it's in the same king, the Rav Pe'alim, he's talking about a case of one building and another building. The kitchen's in one building, and the guy's sleeping in the shed next door. So he says on two buildings, there's no Yotze V'Nichnas, because in the middle of the night, when he's coming in his pyjamas in the cold, another building, not. But the Kafar Chaim says, he wants to learn the Rav Pe'alim, not two separate buildings, even two separate rooms. Right? So we have, but the pashtus is, that like we said from the reality of the Gevurim, and that's how the Rambam passes also, that a person sleeping has got the Yotze V'Nichnas, and therefore even in separate rooms, then it will be called Yotze V'Nichnas, and therefore there's no chashash at all on the ward fridge that will change anything.
If the good's been called once, is there a lot to change again, or is it still not chashash?
If
the good's been called once, let's say you have a carer downstairs, and
yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, yeah.
They call once, because Allah has changed, but they still got their head to give some nikhas.
He's saying he's got a chas.
I'm saying, so, yes, Lord, let's keep focus on our shadow on the fridge. Now, there's a big, even with this hetter of Yod Kenechmet, there's a much bigger hetter. The hetter being, if a goy can steal something without replacing it, why should he, out of his own goodwill, go replace it? Right? What's the story of the shadow is that the Rapad with the Cheshwa Eifu in London, he always used to pass like this. That if you have a delivery, let's say he brings you meat without any chosim, no cover, nothing. Brings you a full bag of meat, leaves it by the front door, and all's in, and he leaves by the front door. And you live on the street full of goy. You have to be chosish that a goy came, took your meat, swapped it for his meat, and put something back. I mean, put his meat back. So the chosim for a padwa, that because the goy can steal it, yeah, and do a run and didn't have to give any din with Cheshbon, why would you put it back? And therefore, if you find the meat by the door, it must be that Yiddish meat. Now, in our shower, the same thing. The middle of the night, 12 o'clock at night, this guy is starving hungry, he sees his yogurt there, or he sees a bottle of milk. The easiest thing for him to do is eat the whole yogurt, drink all the milk, go back to bed. There's no reason for him start changing around, putting it back. In the case of a kaleen at home, or you send and meet with a taxi driver, you didn't have to say. Then you come to his destination and the taxi driver, you ask him, where's the meat? Or a cleaner, you'll say, I left 5 pieces of meat, there's only 4. So it's asking with Dimur Cheshbon, that's a Mechoshosh, that shouldn't have to change her meat for your meat. But if you can just steal it, not putting it back, and there's no reason to be Mechoshosh, then they haven't got Midas Tavis to start putting back their meat from the soil for you. They'll steal the meat and cult of. That is also another big heter. So we have two big heter. One is for Nichnas, and one is this Savara that if a goy can steal it, he's not going to put it back. In both cases, the goy, if he's hungry for a yogurt, or he wants a coffee with milk, he'll just take the whole thing and he'll go. Now another Savara.
But they don't know there's a bedside package here. So who's taking. If he knows this for, if that's the lead, then he knows there's a bedside package.
It's not good meat, that's not good meat.
Now, the other swara that I've thought of, and Master, the Rabbanu Muslim to me, is that this bottle of milk has no labels on it, the club. Right? So, the milk and the yogurt is just plain plastic bottle or plain yogurt. It's our plastic, we provide it. It doesn't say milk on it, it doesn't say yogurt on it, it doesn't say zero. Now the best of times, if you went to someone's house, you have no idea who he is, they open the fridge and you see a plastic bottle without any name on it, and it's white syrup inside. Highly unlikely you'll drink the stuff, right?
Look, they didn't smell it. It smells like milk. You can
swap it.
No, they'll take it.
You would take it?
Swap it.
You would drink it?
It would be infant milk.
Can you do anything? Can you do medicine? That's in a random guy's house, but in the hospital where he wouldn't touch it. It could have been there for 4 weeks already. Right? This smell. So therefore, or smell. Yeah, but a white bottle with zero writing on it. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, we should put right milk on it, but no one had this for him. Leave out all the labels.
Better not. If somebody's for a longer time in hospital and they meet in the coffee room, the guy knows where they eat, that's his milk.
Oh, that's something else. Yeah? So then we'll not swirl forward, but we'll still have the other two swirls, right? That was the last, that was the swirl that, because there's no writing on it, that itself will stop the guy from changing it so he just won't touch it because he's scared. Who knows, he might be medicine, might be who knows what. So therefore, with two zikhatim of Yitzhak Nichnas, which is a swara by itself in Matanah Chatchela, and a swara of a kistida, not replace it, those two are enough, each one by itself, to say the Chatchela, to put it open in the fridge without any chashash to go and change it. And this extra swara that because there's no labels on it, there's no idea what it is, therefore you won't even think about changing it. Therefore, if for fortunate reasons, or for simcha, someone's in hospital and has to put an open bedside kosher thing in the fridge, then it's mutlak al-khila to eat it afterwards, even though it's been there open for however long it is. Yeah, but Master, even though most of them are Muslim, just a story of Rafaq for the English Muslim.
Would that have a primary memory of the built? The plastic bottle itself?
Yeah.
Would that same head to be the same head as yours? As yeah. Bottle
you won't have the third one, you have the first two.
Sorry?
You have the first two right here, built to the Nicholas, and the kids will just do it.
Without label, I'm going to bring a plastic bottle to built in it.
Yeah,
yeah,
same thing.
Same thing.
And with the labels also?
No, yeah,
with the label, yeah, the first two.
No, it's in the shape of a milk bottle.
Well, just steal it, you don't have to put it back.
But you
don't have bottles on there. So, the master of the story of Falk, which he was a machmir, like, the story goes like this. There was a fish, so a lady had a thing of herring or fish, I think it was in the fridge, in the hotel, in the hospital, in over Shabbos. And another lady, and it has a thing they snap off, right, to open the first time. So she asked another lady in the ward, a Yiddish lady, you know, what can I do, because I'm not allowed to break it off. So how can I open it? So the other lady says, you don't need to break it off, just put your nail in, and the lid comes off. So the other lady, obviously, through Tamili Hakomos, said that if I could just open it with my nail, then I've got no choysim, no seal. And the fish has to have a seal, and it's got no seal, I'm not allowed to eat the fish. So it's not going to help me.
That's
right. So Master asked Rafalk, and Master Rafalk was Machmir. I said, yes, no chosen, he was Machmir, so I always like saying all the shitters. But whoever I was going to, Zichin Al and Al, Tabham Hamlich, Dan Greenfeld, they're both Muslim, as Lechot Chila, you can have it, but no one's talking about. It's Mutter Lechot Chila. Obviously, even though you have all these Sufim, it's always better, why not? If you can, just put a facilitate upon, but obviously, no one in the hospital is in the right mind walking around with the facilitate and coming ready. Doesn't go. Therefore, if you have it, Mutter Lechot Chila, and you should never need it, only for Simchas. And Shkarach. And this is the...
What happened?